Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line this week. Martin, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem, Tom Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping very well indeed, Martin. We're going to have a look back at last week's action, Martin, and a few hairy results last weekend. I suppose let's start with Saturday, because Willie Mullins didn't really have these greatest of days at Naas on Saturday. Firstly with footpad, not really taken to the fences very well, and then that last hurdle fall, a horrible fall as well for Saldia in the Fishery Lane hurdle.
Well, that's right, Patrick, unfortunately, and both, you know, not good falls, I suppose, for Ruby as well. I suppose he's still obviously only back from injury, and certainly footpad was the biggest disappointment of the day, no doubt about that. I didn't think he looked, I suppose, 100% fit, obviously, in the parade ring, but he was sweating a bit when they took the sheets off him, but no question about it that he didn't jump at all. The first two fences he jumped very well, and then the third one, he made a very bad mistake. Whatever happened there, he seemed to suffer maybe an overreach, and he certainly didn't jump for the usual fluency. Like, he was brilliant last season. He had one bad mistake at Shetland, but other than that, he was almost foot perfect throughout. And while he was still in with a bit of a chance, I suppose, coming to the last, it would have been unlikely, I suppose, that he would have won, and then unfortunately he kind of came down. But thankfully he was okay, but certainly the next fall that Ruby got on Saldier was a lot worse. I thought maybe that was actually going to win all right. Esport Allen was just slightly under pressure before Saldier was, and I just think a clean jump there meant that he probably would have won, but unfortunately took a fairly heavy fall, and unfortunately for the horse then he got a kick off. He actually got a kick off one of the horses coming behind him, and unfortunately he's kind of broken his jaw, so I don't know when we'll see Saldier again. But yeah, it was a bit of a shock to the system to see two good horses getting beaten like that. But as I say, that's not national race, and hopefully we live and learn, and we'll see what happens next time. Thankfully footpad would be okay. I'm not quite sure where he's going to go next, but obviously he needs to get back on track. But like, he's too good a horse, I think, just to forget about him at this stage. I think he certainly is. Will be a lot fitter next time, and you can expect him to put up a much better performance.
Moving to Navan then on Sunday, Martin, the Grade 3 for Auction Hurdle created a bit of a shock here.
Yeah, a good win for Aramon, for Woody Mullins, the outsider of two, I suppose. The two favourites in that race didn't seem to perform at all well. I just thought actually the ground was quite lively actually, Patrick, at Navan, which maybe caught a few of them out, no question about that. Some nice results. That was good to see Apple Jade coming back, it has to be said. Very good performance for her. She kind of lost her bit of a lustre maybe last March at Cheltenham, when she was beaten at odds on, and then she got beaten again at Punchtown. But she much more like herself last Sunday at Navan. She jumped pretty well throughout, although she is still a bit, trying to run around between her hurdles. The sad part, of course, was the first death of Identity Thief at the second last. As soon as he landed, obviously, Rachel Blackmore had to pull him up very quickly, and he broke a leg, and that was very sad, because Identity Thief has been a very good horse for the Henry Bromhead stable and for Giggenstown as well. Won the Fighting Fit hurdle a couple of years ago, and of course won a Grade 1 at the Entry Festival last April, and it's always very sad to see something like that happen. But for Apple's Jade, it looks like she's back to somewhere near her best. She'll go for the Hatton Square's hurdle in a couple of weeks' time, and maybe on to Leopardstown at Christmas, and I suppose they have a range of options then. Does she go for the Mayor's hurdle, or will she go for the Stayers hurdle, which she could very well do. I think she's 3 miles, no bother to her at all, but it's good to see her back and winning very well. And it was an interesting day last week, and now, and some nice performances as well, but certainly Apple's Jade was the star of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed, Ballyoshin was a very good winner as well,
right.
And of course your own app of the weekend, Wonderlash won as well.
Well, yeah, I suppose, like, he was sharp price already, Patrick. He looked very well in. There's no question he was impressive, I thought, with his jumping. And it wasn't a big surprise to see the handicapper give him a £7 million hike in the rating. So he's gone up to about 136 now. But I can see him heading towards something like, you know, a county hurdle at Cheltenham, or maybe the big Carl Handicap hurdle at the Dublin Race Festival at Leopardstown. He'd probably be seen around over Christmas as well. Likely race horse. That was only his third race over hurdles. He looks to have certainly a bit of an engine. And the way he jumped at Tom was very professional. For a horse having only his first run of handicap, not always easy when you're in against seasoned handicappers to jump properly, but he certainly did and showed a clean pair of heels to his rivals. It probably wasn't the strongest of races, but I'd say he's definitely a horse we're going to be hearing a bit more of.
Yeah, and got a rating of 136 at the start of the week as well, probably smaller on the high side, but I'm sure we'll be keeping a watchful eye on that one. Then finally, I suppose, looking back at the week's racing, Martin, racing at Clonmel yesterday, a massive crowd at the Tipperary venue, and of the couple of races, a good return for Roaring Bull, just holding off the late challenge of Capital Force.
Yes, it was a good return. He missed a few engagements lately because of the quickish ground, but it was a good performance. He was well strongly challenged by Capital Force, as we said, going out to last. but he did win very well. But certainly the star of the show at that was Paul Townend, took a fine double for Woody Mullins at Kenby in the Clonmel Isle Chase. That was a good performance too. First run of the season, he's a very decent horse, this Kenby. Had a few problems with his jumping, and he probably wasn't foot perfect yesterday either. But at the same time, once he gets round, he generally kind of wins, and he's just he's one of those kind of improving horses that could go on and maybe contest Group 1 level. There's no doubt about Grade 1 level. He certainly has that kind of scope about him. I think he will get 3 miles as well in time, and he certainly is a horse that you could keep on the right side of. The Mayor's Chase Committee, the cut, had to battle very hard to win, and fair play to Paul Townend. She made an awful mistake early on the race, really was a bad one, and fair play to him the way he was able to stay on board. She dropped back to the rear of the field, but he soon had her back in touch with the leaders, and she won well. But I have to say that Time to West had run a fine race. It came from England, that one, now with the Fahy stable. I ran a really good race, only beaten half a length of the line, and certainly is one you could watch in a similar type race. But you know, good performance by Paul Townend, who continues to blaze the trail at the top of the Jockey Championship. And with Ruby, I'd say myself now, been picky about his rides and maybe just minding himself, obviously, but you know, he's so much experience, so many very good horses to ride and so many big races to go for. I just have a feeling he won't really be that interested in the Jockey Championship this year, and I have a feeling that Paul Townend is going to take an awful lot of beating. But fair play to Rachel Blackmore, another good winner or two there during the week. I've seen her win at Ferry House early on, beating Gordon Elliott there on Tuesday. That was a very good ride as well. She really is putting up to the likes of Paul Townend, Ruby Walsh and David Russell at the top of the championship, and certainly will be able to hold her place.
Yeah, she will. Very much is indeed. And of course, riding another fantastic winner there on Wednesday, of course, Honeysuckle, one for the notebooks, no doubt, winning the Mayor's Maiden Hurdle after winning her Mayor's Maiden at Drumahan back in April. So definitely one for the notebooks for the future. Let's have a look at the weekend's action. So, Martin, 2 days at Punchestown and, of course, 1 day at Cork, and some very good racing this weekend. We're going to kick off with Saturday's meeting at Punchestown. First of 8 races going to post at 12:05. So an early start for the punters. We're going to kick off with the Beginner's Chase, the second race on the card, over 2.5 miles, and we'll have 9 facing the starter.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. I suppose the one horse here that probably stands out a small bit is Maldini. It's hard to believe he hasn't actually won a race over fence, because he's ran some extremely good races in defeat. Went very close at the Cheltenham Festival in big handicap there last season, but just got touched off. And then he's actually started one of the favourites for the Irish Grand National, but the ground was probably too heavy on that occasion, and he didn't complete the course. He pulled up like a lot of horses did on that occasion. David Russell down to ride him as usual. A rating of 150 should really be good enough to win a beginner's chase anywhere, but there's no doubt that this one has plenty of depth to it. And Tower Bridge for Joseph Bryan is the one I'd probably be looking at here. A good winner of a Grade 1 hurdle at the Leopardstown Dublin Festival, racing there last February, and then ran well at 5th at Cheltenham, 3rd at Aintree. So a high-class hurdler. JJ Slevin is booked for the mount here, and if he can take these fences at all, I think he's going to take plenty of beating here. Ben Dundee was a good second or third actually, behind Delta Work, a good horse of Gordon Elliott's, of course. Ben Dundee, trained by Gordon Elliott. Keith Dunne, who raised that one, and he should run well. That was a fair good effort on his first run over fences at Town Royal a couple of weeks ago. He certainly should be in the mix here. But the bottom one, Whispering the Breeze, I think it looks a real ready-made chaser for Jessica Harrington Yard, and while he's probably not good enough to win this one, he certainly is one to maybe keep an eye on for the future. But I think Tower Bridge, I just think maybe he could be a very good horse in time. He might just beat Maldini here.
The one of the big races, of course, on Saturday is the Craddockstown Novice Chase over 2 miles, Martin, and we've got a very, very good horse here in Voidarev.
Well, yes, I thought so too, Patrick, but it's odd really. Well, looking at the riding arrangements, Ruby's gone to choose Cadmium. Now, I can understand why he's done that, because he gets on well with this horse, and he's won 4 times already over fences this season, so he's plenty of experience for a novice, and he's to give £3 to all his rivals here. But Voidarev, like you say, was a fairly good hurdler, and then I thought he's very impressive in winning his beginner's chase at Galway there last month, early September. I thought he'd be very impressive that day. He beat a horse called Mind's Eye, who runs again tomorrow under Rachel Blackmore, beaten by 7.5 lengths. The two of them kind of dictated throughout, but Mind's Eye went on and won well at Wexford in what was a decent beginner's chase, but he probably shouldn't be able to reverse form with Voidarev, who I think is good enough to win this. Hardline was a good winner too for Gordon Elliott and David Russell in his first start over the fence at the Ferry House. So it's a very competitive race, despite there's only 6 runners in it, and while Cadmium as well as Ruby Watch must be respected, I just, like you, I think Voidarev has a fair engine, and while he doesn't have a huge amount of experience over fences, he might be good enough to get here, to get the victory here.
Not often we could talk about maiden hurdles, Martin, but I think we have to give a mention to this Commander Fleet, who has won 2 bumpers already.
he was very impressive when he was at Punchdown last year, Patrick, and he absolutely bought him that Land Rover bumper. Now, he won really, really well. He showed a tremendous turn of foot, I thought, to scamper away from the straight inside the last two furlongs. And the form of that race worked out quite well when the second horse, Column of Fire, had no problem at all winning very easily at Navan last Sunday in a maiden bumper under Lisa Neal, won about 7 or 8 lengths on that occasion. So that form looked very solid. It doesn't look much of a race here against him. I think a lot of the big guns have wisely avoided Commander Fleet, and he'd be a very sharp price here, but I think he's one certainly to follow for the season, and I'd be very disappointed if he gets beaten in this one.
The Mayor's list the hurdle at 220 Martin, very competitive contest for the Mayor's, with 8 Mayor's facing the starter.
Yeah, and again, riding arrangement's interesting. Ruby Walsh decided to raise Stormy Island this time, and I can see why, I suppose. Beat Good Time Tara the last time they clashed at Killarney in the middle of the summer. Now, Good Time Tara was a little bit disappointing over 2 miles 6 Limerick last time, but I have a feeling that she didn't actually get the trip on that occasion, and I think she'd be better served coming back to this 2 mile 2 distance, but she does have to concede a couple of pounds to most of her rivals here. Paul Towner rides Good Time Tara, and I say, even though she got beaten last time, she must be respected. I do think Glackening Leader for the Garden Elliot, David Russell, has a bit of a chance. She's rated 133, very competitive at this level, and must be regarded as a strong contender here. I do think, though, Stormy Island, she's a bit of a tearaway in front, Ali Patrick, likes to make all the running, won very impressive on her first time out last year when winning at Punchdown, but didn't then reproduce that type of form at Cheltenham or Punchdown, and then she came back to winning ways when winning at Killarney. She obviously has her own ideas about the game, but if she gets off into her usual front-running customary role here, and she can jump well enough, I think maybe she could build up enough of a lead probably to beat Good Time Tara.
Okay, so that is the Mayor's race, and then of course later on in the card also we've a very interesting bumper as well, Martin, Responsible Goss, over 2 miles.
Yeah, a couple of ones here. Rebel Oga, William Munns, I think you'd have to probably side with this one. That was an impressive winner last time. Won very well by a wide margin, and Patrick takes them out here for Willie. Happy Lab is also a winner last time as well. Derek O'Connor rides him, but I suppose Rebel Oga would be favourite. One there maybe with a chance is Joseph Bryan's Cad Sullis. Second at Killarney, only beaten a half length and only start to date, and you expect maybe a bit of an improvement there, but I think Rebel Oga would probably start favourite and will take plenty of beating here.
Anything else on the Punchdown Card Saturday?
Well, interest won the 255 pad, a bit like Wonder Late last week. A horse called Acclimatio, trained by Tony Martin, is the very bottom weight there in that 255 event with 8 runners. This one didn't show a huge amount in 5 hurdle starts last season, but he didn't run too badly against the likes of Espoir Dalla, and he finished, you know, kind of remote 6th and 7th. And he just looks the type that, after winning so well at Thurles last time out, he won very well on the flat, and the handicapper chose to actually put him up £15 for that win on the flat. So I suspect here off at mark of just 99, this one is a lot more to give. Robbie Colgan takes the mount. As I say, the form over hurdles isn't an to write home about. You just get the feeling, though, that he's going to improve an awful lot stepping into handicap company. Now, the top one, Due Reward for Henry de Bombhead, would have a bit of a chance. He won at Kilbeggan earlier on the season and then was going okay at Cork last time when he came down, and Rachel Blackmore takes the mount. Paris, Texas for Joseph Bryan as well, number 2 on the card there, must have a chance on his overall form. But I think Acclimatio could be another one of these wonderlicious, and he could start a short price and win this.
And of course the 8 race car finishes out with the Up the Yard Challenge, of course, for all the stable lads and lasses.
Yeah, it's a great initiative this to see. I mean, these lads that never would have ridden on the track, a lot of these have ridden, you know, obviously at home. They're very important. Stable staff are hugely important. A lot of these jockeys would mind these horses so well all the time, but they don't get much chance to show their ability on the track. And this started last year at this meeting and was very successful. And I see Garden Elliot there with a couple of runners. Camilla Sharples is one there. She's been a mainstay in the Garden Elliot Jar for the last couple of years, and she rides Markan here with a bit of a chance. It's hard to know exactly, obviously, in this type of race, what's going to be the winner as such. But I think Alan Elshie Inwell is a very good chaser in his own right, and the top one, Diamond Koshwa, he's a very good hurdler in his own right as well, but he normally wants kind of 3 miles. Whether he's quick enough to win over 1.7 miles, I don't know, but as I say, it's a race that maybe it's a charity race as such, so you will be able to bet on it. But I think the people taking part are the most important people here, and it's great to be able to recognise this type of staff, such a huge cog in the successful racing business.
Yep, absolutely, indeed. Let's move on then to Sunday, Martin. We're going to go travel to Cork Racecourse in Mallow first, where 7 races get underway at 12:15. That's the opening maiden hurdle. We're going to move on to the second maiden hurdle, though. There's an interesting contest here, over 2 miles with 10 going to post.
Yeah, well, that's right. I think Gordon Elliott's Getaway John is probably the one that jumps off the page here, Patrick, straight away. He won 3 bumpers last season. Didn't run at all well at all, though, in the champion bumper at the Punchdown Festival for whatever reason, but you can forgive a horse one bad run. It maybe was the end of a tough season for him, but he was fairly impressive in his earlier stats and bumpers, I have to say. I've seen him win a couple of times, and I think he's a very nice horse in the making. Again, he should start favourite here and probably will take plenty of beating. Actually, it could be an open race double for Garnelli, because in the first race there, number 5, he cleared the Buffo. I thought just got let down by his jumping last time. He was beaten at a sharp price a couple of weeks ago at Cork. He just seemed to make a couple of mistakes at the wrong time last time. He was only narrowly beaten. I expect him maybe with that run under his belt to probably win the first for Garnelli and Keita Dunne, who, as I say, should win this 12:45 as well, but get away, John.
The big race is the 155. That's the Kevin McManus bookmaker handicap hurdle for horses rated 0-140 over 2.5 miles. And we have 12 declared here.
Yeah, it's a very competitive event, this one, you'd have to say, Patrick. Down towards the bottom there, number 11, Home Baby for Michael Horgan. Certainly would come into reckoning here. Was a winner at Cork earlier on the season and now £7 higher, but still appeals off a nice weight there, just 10.5. Up towards the top, Rooster Burden was supposed to run an ace last weekend, but was taken out due to the ground. And this one has won its last 3 starts. Now, it hasn't ran for quite a while, but with Brian Cooper and Paul Nolan certainly combining to good effect in recent months, you'd have to respect this one with 11.10, even with the top weight. Tell Me Annie was a good winner for Declan Queenie at Berry House recently, and was up £7 for that, or £6 for that, sorry. This one should go well again. But the one I was looking at is Brett Strago for Gavin Cromwell, having a good season of late, and Breen Kane. He reeled off a hat-trick of wins there before running on the flat, and then even off his new mark last weekend, I thought he ran a cracking race when second to the name escapes me in the Brown Lad Handicap Hurdle at Naas last weekend. That was quite a good effort. He pulled very hard in the race, didn't really settle, but still had enough there to launch a challenge between the last two fights. Was no match for the winner, but the winner is probably a decent horse, and even with the revised rating again, who's off 128 now, I think Brett Strago could be the one to follow.
The beginner's chase looks a very competitive contest, Martin. Due off at 2.30.
Yeah, these are for horses that are kind of rated less than 116, Patrick, so it wouldn't be as strong a beginner's chase as it's an ordinary one, like say a punch down there with Maldini. But at the same time, with 18 runners, it's very competitive as such, as you say. And maybe Allardyce, Torto Quamino, a fairy house there recently for Edward O'Grady, had odds quite just in front of him that occasion. The top two in the market here looked between those top two here in this race. A lot of horses here you wouldn't know much about going over fences. Last Man Standing, certainly for Mouse Morris, will be an interesting one. Number 8 has some good hurdle form, and is certainly going to be well schooled for this. 2.5 will suit him, and he could be one to maybe keep an eye on each way in a very open race.
The Matchput Betting Exchange Handicap Chase is due off at 3.05 over 2 and a bit miles. €26,000 in the prize pot, and the likely favourite here is the 2-time winner Jaunty Tour.
Yeah, that's right. He's won twice in the space of 3 days there recently. Now, he's up £14 for those 2 wins, and it is definitely a better race. Mark Enright, as he takes the mount here. The very bottom, again, Paul Nolan's peculiar genius with Brian Cooper on board, 10-1 on the back. Good second at Wexford last time out, up £4 for that, and must certainly be on the shortlist here. Towards the top of the weights, Niven, I thought, ran a fine race when a close-up tour in the beginner's chase at Downroyal last time against a good horse called Delta Walk. Now, Niven finds it hard to get his head in front, but he certainly should be there or thereabouts at the finish. The one I was looking at maybe is the top one here, Dean's Road. I thought ran a good race at Tord at the Stall there a couple of weeks ago. I suppose it's the end of September now, but does like goodish ground, and hopefully there won't be much rain overnight or not much rain forecast. Hugh Morgan claims a very valuable £7 here, and with Henry de Bromhill continuing good form, he could be a bit of a value bet in a very strong contest.
Anything else at the Cork card on Sunday?
Yeah, just I thought maybe in the handicap hurdle there, there's a couple maybe of chances. Now it's a 2 mile event. Churchtown Glen was going in for Michael Winters last time. He's having a good time, Michael, a very, very shrewd trainer, it has to be said, and he steps in the handicap company here with a bit of a chance. Also, Powerick Roach, she's made it. Very, very consistent animal. Hasn't yet got his head in front, but he's having a good run too, and Liam Gilligan claims £4. That might have been a bit of a chance there in a very open race in that 2 mile handicap hurdle at 120. That's our score, She's Made It.
Okay, so that's the race at Cork on Sunday. Let's go back to the 2-day November meeting at Punchestown for Sunday's 8-race card again, where the first gets underway at 12.05, and that's where we're going to start, because it's the return of the Banks racing this weekend. It's the Risk of Thunder steeplechase over 3 miles, Martin. We have a couple of interesting runners here on this one.
Without a doubt, Belly Casey is one that certainly jumps off the page, Patrick. Very good horse for Willie Mullins over the years. Now, he's getting on in years. He's been a very good Grade 2, Grade 3 performer, winning plenty of races. He's rating at 147, which suggests obviously should be good enough for these. But I have to say, this type of discipline can be tricky enough for an older horse to kind of learn. And I'd be happy to watch Ballycasey, I have to say, rather than Backham. Full Cry for Rachel Blackmore, Henry the Bombhead, definitely has a bit of a chance. He was good fourth in the Munster National last time. And again, it just depends whether he'll take these unique course. I thought, though, at last April, I was at the Punchdown Festival, and I seen a horse called Hurricane Darwin for Alan Fleming. When he finished a good second to Josie Yarders, that was a fair performance, I thought. He wasn't a bad horse over the park courses as well. I thought that experience there he gained on that occasion would help him in these type of events this season. And I think he can win this 12.05 event.
The 12.35 is the 0-140 handicap hurdle with 11 declared.
Yeah, some interesting ones here. Patrick Hearts of Trumps was an expensive favourite last time at Galway when he was second. It was quite a good effort, though. Before that, he actually won over the course, and you'd have to give him a bit of a chance here with Mark Walsh, very much the man in form here. Down towards the bottom, Like an Open Book faced a very difficult task when second to Wonder Leash last week at Navan, well beaten on that occasion, but it was would have been a clear winner without that horse in the race, and even for the books there, Johnny Burke and Martin Burke riding would have a bit of a chance with just 10-9 on the back. Mastermind ran okay last week in a good 4-year hurdle at Nace, steps into a handicap company with a bit of a chance. But the one I was looking at maybe is a horse called The Holy One for Jessica Harrington. Has yet to win over hurdles, but has run some fine races, including a good third at a Punchdown Festival with a horse called Ante last April. Ran okay in his first maiden hurdle this year, finished fourth to a decent horse in All Meads at Down Royal a couple of weeks ago, so fitness should be no problem. Robbie Power on board, and I just give him an each way vote to win this 12.35 event.
Okay, let's have a look on later on the card, Martin. The 3 mile handicap hurdle looks very competitive with 15 declared in this one.
Yes, you'd have to say very competitive indeed, Patrick. And Brazen and Jar try after more. I'm not quite sure if he gets the 3 mile, but certainly has done well this season, Brazen and Jar. One last time out of £5. Nine Madden takes the mount, and you'd have to give him a good chance in this one. Ozzy's Way was a winner last time out of Clonmel of a maiden hurdle for Dennis Hogan, who of course rides the horse himself. And he'd be another one you'd have to give a chance to. Top one, Las Alamas, was also successful last time out in the maiden hurdle. Plenty of weight for his handicap debut, but you'd have to give him a bit of a squeak as well. But another maybe with a chance would be Major Destination for Noel Mead. So an open event. I thought Brazen George is going the right way and maybe could be worth a few bob each way here.
Okay, let's have a look at the two big grader races then, Martin. Let's have a look at the first of them, the Grade 2 Florida Pearl Novice Chase over 2 mile and 6 furlongs. We've 6 declared here, and it looks like a likely odds-on favourite here in Blow by Blow.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. I suppose he will be favourite, and he'd be a strong favourite too. It was a good winner of the Martin Pipe Handicap Hurdle at Cheltenham last year. Got a fine ride on that occasion, made all the running, and kind of slipped the feet a little bit. He does like to get his own way in front, and he was quite good at jumping when he won at Galway a couple of weeks ago on his first round of offences. Now that race kind of fell apart a little bit, so maybe a 17-length win was probably slightly flattering to him. He has a stronger field to take on Sunday. The likes of Nick Loss for Henry Bomb has already won twice. Was beaten last time at Killarney. But Cuba Mania, the stable companion, has certainly improved a fair bit. We've seen him win the race at Cheltenham last time, before he was taught to Cadmium as well. The two many Woody Mullins runners, Orion Dubrow and Sumneck, probably have to do a bit of an improvement maybe to win this, although Orion Dubrow won a decent beginner's chase stole. Interesting, Ruby's not riding either of those two horses. I see Paul Town riding Orion Dubrow and David Mullins on Sumneck. The one that I just think Global Ride probably should win alright, Patrick, but I've got a feeling Cuba Mania has a bit of a chance against him, the stable companion. I think at the prices I might take a chance on that one, but I can see why Global Ride would be a favourite, and he certainly he probably will try and make all the running once again.
Okay, and of course the big one of the weekend is the opening or the second opening Grade 1 hurdle of the season. In fact, that is of course the Morgiana Grade 1 hurdle, and we've got a couple of interesting runners here. Of last year's Irish champion hurdle winner in Super Sunday, of course we've got the novice champion in Sam Crow, and we've got the 3 mile champion in Fahin.
Yes, no doubt, Patrick, the rest of the weekend, and certainly a fascinating contest here between hopefully a future star in Sam Crow. And, you know, Fahin has been a real star in the last couple of years, no question of that. Winner of the Champion Hurdle in 2015 in Cheltenham. Also winner of the Irish Champion Hurdle 2016. And he looked, when he won this race last year, he looked very much on his way back. He was a very, very good winner of this race a year ago, beating Jetski by a wide margin. And there's no question a race fits Fahin on the top of his game. will still have a big say in proceedings on Sunday, no doubt about that. He's getting on in years. And after that win at the Punchdown last year, things went off the rails, disappointed badly at Leopardstown. Then he ran a good race from second to Super Sunday in the Irish Champion Hurdle. That was probably slightly disappointing at the time. You would have thought maybe he'd be quick enough to beat him. In the Irish Champion, in the English Champion Hurdle then, he just simply wasn't good enough, didn't get to the front. Charlie Parks kind of ruined his front-running tactics on that occasion. He was beaten horse to the second last. And then I thought it was a really great win at the Punchdown Festival over 3 miles. Again, making all the running. He just looked back on terms with himself. And there's no doubt the money is spoken from this week. I think, Patrick, you probably said earlier, he was a good price for his race a week ago. And with Mellon not running now and Lorena out of the race as well, plenty of money came for Fahim during the week. The vibes are pretty good from the Mullins camp. He's walking back to what he was maybe this time last year. And you have to respect that because he's a class act. Ruby, I can see, bouncing out in front and trying to make all the running here. And he certainly would bring down the house if he can win this race. He's a hugely popular hurdler. Super Sunday, of course, went on then and won the Irish Punchdown Champion Hurdle. Now, he's probably handed the race on that occasion because it looked like Mellon and Sam Crowe were going much better when both came down at the third last hurdle. But Super Sunday is a kind of deceptive horse. He looks like he always wants further. Indeed, he was second in his Irish hurdle over 3 miles. And I think 2.5, he's very effective as well. But he comes under pressure early but keeps going. And he certainly is no back number. He certainly shouldn't be ignored on Sunday. I think Connections are happy that he's fitting well and he should go very well. But to me, it's all about Sam Crowe. I think he's got to win this race, really, Patrick, to be considered a really live champion hurdle performer. I'm not quite sure he's the speed to win over 2 miles, but this will really tell the test. He did disappoint the Down Royal a couple of weeks ago, but you'd have to forgive him for that. And I think everything is geared for a big run on Sunday. He will be favoured to beat him. If he is, as I say, generally going to be an English champion hurdle horse, he's got to beat these and beat them fairly well, I would have thought. If not, I think you wouldn't know what will happen. Will he go over fences or will he just train for a Sarah Turtle or what's going to happen? I'm not quite sure. But I'm sure they're not looking beyond Sunday. He should have improved that run the last time he was beaten by Bedrock. It certainly was a bit of a surprise. He looked at a super horse last season. But again, this 2 mile trip is a real test for him. And with Fahim and Super Sunday, two very, very good rivals up against him, he certainly will find this a tough task. But hopefully he'll be up to it. Hopefully he can win this and get his champion hurdle claims back on track.
Okay, so all your eggs are in the one basket there, pretty much. Just on the rest of the card, Barton, a very interesting bumper to close out the weekend.
Yeah, it looks like a bit of a match here now. Malone Road for Gordon Elliott. I was really impressed with him when he won it downright a couple of weeks ago. I really thought he quickened extremely well. Great talk. He costs a lot of money, this horse. I think he runs the Sheepley Park colours, isn't that right? He runs with them, I think. And that's very important for them. I mean, obviously Sheepley Park would be more known for having Group 1 winners in the flat. To have runners here in Ireland and going bumpers, obviously great owners to have. And this one looked very impressive when winning on that occasion. But Mount Leinster, I have to say, won 22 lengths on his only start to date as well. So these two, it's going to be a big clash between two. It'll be very surprising if anything else gets involved. And that could be a really good betting race. I thought Malone Road was so impressed with just keeping a narrow vote. But certainly Mount Leinster put up a good performance as well. So you'd have to respect that one. In the auction hurdle, the 320 Relegate, the winner of the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival, Ruby on board here should win this one, although the big dog for Pat Fahey's a nice horse and is one to wipe out for the future, but Relegate should certainly win that auction hurdle. I'd say it's a very good card all round, but hopefully Sam Crowe will be the star of the show.
Okay, let's have a look across the water, Martin. We were just speaking off air. There's not many Irish runners over in Cheltenham this weekend. Of course, it's their November Open meeting and all the big trials on this weekend. Of course, we've got the juvenile triumph trial, I should say, taking place tomorrow, as well as the Betvictor Gold Cup. And on Sunday, you've got the Arkle trial done for decision, along with the slower chase. But not too many Irish runners over the weekend.
It's a little bit disappointing from that point of view, I suppose, perhaps, because I always felt this weekend was the one that really started the season. The Betvictor Gold Cup, which you say used to be the old Paddy Power Gold Cup, and it's wide open. The first reserve is Irish, but I don't think he's going to get in, Black Scorpion. It's a wide open contest. There's been a lot of talk about this horse, Rather Be, for Nicky Henderson during the week. He's around 92 favourite now, and you'd have to, I suppose, respect the money. But one maybe, but in each way, a chance horse called Move with the Times, the Barry Gertie rides for Paul Nichols, was a decent novice hurdler. Possibly didn't maybe live up to expectations in his first season over fences last year, but he's around 10 or 12 to 1, and he could be one that would run well. He's plenty of course experience at Cheltenham, which is, of course, so very important. The only Irish runner we kind of put up as a likely winner is a horse called Royal Illusion, trained by Willie Mullins in the Mayor's Bumper. I think that's tomorrow. Danny Mullins goes over to ride it. won its only two bumpers in good style today. It's owned by the Mount Juliet stud, and you expect him maybe or her, sorry, to win this race. Another one worth to mention there is Pink Rock for Owen Griffin in the same race, but I think Royal Illusion, I think, could be the one to beat. The Great Wood Handicap Hurdle, always a very competitive race on Sunday. Again, we used to have plenty of Irish runners in this over the years, but nothing, unfortunately, on Sunday. And a couple of horses, obviously, you could keep an eye on. Charlie Parks is one again for Nicky Henderson that was highly tried last season and would probably have a better chance in this type of handicap. Well, I seen Vidana Blue win last week in England. I thought it was a good performance because it's a £5 penalty for that win and it would have a good chance as well. Looks to be in good form at the moment. The top weight All Guard is another decent horse. Won this race a couple of years ago. He ran okay in the 3 mile race last week, just got beaten, but whether he's quick enough for these 2 mile races now at this stage of his career, I'm not quite sure. But it's just a pity probably not more Irish runners. The slower chase, always a bit of a trial here for 2 milers. So Skull Royal is probably the new kid on the block for the 2 milers. It was a decent horse last year, last season. He's owned by the same owners, obviously, that at their own footpad, and he was supposed to run the Arkle Chase at Cheltenham, but missed out. But he showed plenty of ability in his earlier races, and I think he's probably one to follow in that 2 mile division this season. Barry Gertie, Daryl Jacob takes the mount, and I think he could be one to beat there in that slower chase, the 2:25 horse called Skull Royal.
Okay, I'm going to throw one into the mix for that Cheltenham bumper tomorrow, Martin. You mentioned this about the Willie Mullins horse. Very, very competitive race, and I'll put in the Paul Nicholls runner there. Was a very good winner of a point-to-point last year in Boulta, and was a very good second, only beaten 2 lengths behind Relegate in the bumper at Punchertown back last January. Was sold since with Paul Nicholls, and definitely could be one to watch out for there for Paul Nicholls. And Harry Cobden will be in the play at around a 4 or 5 to 1 shot, and will be there knocking on the door.
Absolutely, that's very good form anyway, because Relegate obviously is very, very good now.
Martin, it's that time of the week where we're going to have to leave it, but before we do, we're going to get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, interesting one, alright, but I think we'll go with, let's see, I think, like you, Boy de Rev in that 1:10 tomorrow at Punchtown, I think I really fancy that, and Acclimatio in the 2:55, they'd be the two, say, for maybe Punchtown on Saturday. I think Punchtown on Sunday, I'm really hoping Samarco can win. I'd say I'd be very disappointed if he gets beaten, and I put up the Holy One in that 12:35 handicap hurdle, has obviously a good chance. In Cork then, I think Brex Drago in the 1:55 has a very, very good chance, and I'd be happy enough to go with Dean's Road in the 3:05.
Okay, Martin, a very, very big weekend of racing, especially in Ireland this weekend. Really looking forward to it, and of course we'll be back on next Friday, of course, when we'll be looking forward to the Triton Chase at Navan next weekend. But Martin, thanks very much for joining us again this week.
No problem, Patrick, mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.